Be surety for your servant for good. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fail with longing for your salvation and for your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your loving kindness and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act, for they have broken your law. Therefore, I love your commandments above gold, yes, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem right all your precepts concerning everything. I hate every false way. Father, we weren't always that way, but in the world, it seems like we didn't mind false ways and deception and breaking laws. Lord, but now that we have your word and you lead us and guide us in your ways, Lord, we love the righteousness that you have put forth through your word and through Jesus Christ. And Lord, we thank you for that renewed heart that we have. So Lord, I pray that we would always hold before us your truth, your word, your love, your grace. And Lord, always that we would seek that those that don't know you come to know you and use our lives to do just that. So bless this time of worship and this time in your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
of not only our circumstances, Lord, but anything that we might find ourselves thinking this morning or distracted by. Lord, we want to fill ourselves with your Holy Spirit, so would you do that this morning? We want to live lives that are worthy of you, Lord. We want to praise you, Lord, and so would you fill us as we sing to you now. Together. Week, and if you need prayer,